Sefer Shoftim Perek Zion, Vayashkem Yerubbabel, Hu Gidon, V'cholam Asher Iso. Gidon had gotten up in the morning, early in the morning, with all the people that were with him. Hashem tells Gidon, there are too many people with you. The people might start to think, Yadi Hoshiali, it was our strength that we have won the war. The Kli Yakar adds, Hashem wanted the people to know the battle was won by a nes and not through their own strength and merits. Hashem continues, First, Gidon needed to make an announcement. Whoever is scared, they may lose the battle because of their averus. They can turn back home and go. 22,000 people left home. 10,000 people stayed for battle. Again, Hashem tells Gidon, there's too many people. We need to have a smaller group. I, Hashem, will narrow it down again for you. As it says in Pasuk, Hey, v'yored es ha, and this is how Hashem does it. V'yored es ha'am el hamayim, the nation is going to go down to the water. V'yored Hashem el Gidon, and Hashem says to Gidon, Kol esher yolok b'lishono min hamayim, ke esher yolok ha'kelev, tatzik oso lavad. Anyone who goes down to the water and they lap up the water like a dog, separate them into one group. And anyone who kneels first and then drinks from the water, first they knelt and then they drank from the water, then we're going to separate them into another group. The reason for this was, as the Sukkim explained, anyone who knelt downwards first meant that they were accustomed of kneeling and bowing for Avodah Zarah, for idol worship. Therefore, they would be unfitting for battle. Out of those 10,000 people, only 300 people remained and were kept for battle. The Das Sofrim explains, usually dismissing soldiers is only done for a Melchemes Rishus, an optional war. However, this was considered a Melchemes Mitzvah, a commandment to go to war. Gidon was told to send soldiers home as a Hora Sha'a, a singular time, a singular ruling that they needed to send soldiers home, even though they didn't normally do that for a obligatory war, a Melchemes Mitzvah. In Pasuk Tes through Pasuk Tes Vav, that night Hashem appears to Gidon and tells Gidon, the enemy Midian will be yours. You're going to win the war. However, if you're afraid, what you can do is you can go down to the edge of the Midian and Amalek camp with your servant Pura. Listen to what they are saying. The Midian and Amalek was as large. The camp of Midian and Amalek was as large as a swarm of locusts, and they were tremendous in numbers. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, it says, "Vayavo Gidon v'hinei ish mesaper l'reo chalom." Right, that Gidon went down to the camp at night and he heard one man saying to his friend, relating over a dream. The Navi says what the dream is. Gidon hears the Midian person saying the dream he had heard. There was a roasted piece of barley bread was rolling around the Midian camp. It came to a tent, a Midian tent, and it hit the tent and it flipped the tent upside down. And Pasuk Yadalid, Vayan Re'eu, and he heard the interpretation of it from his friend, the Yomer, Ein Zos Bilti Imcherov Gedon Ben Yoash. This is only going to be what this means. This is the sword of Gedon Ben Yoash who's going to defeat the Midian camp. The Radak explains the barley bread represented the smaller army, and Gedon was the larger army. So therefore, the barley overturned the Midian tent, the small army overturned the tent, representing that Gidon was going to win. The Das Sofrim also adds that a dream and the correct interpretation that Gidon heard was gifts from Hashem to Gidon to allow him to feel more confident that he was going to win the war. Gidon then rallies his troops, and Pasuk Tes Dayan, it says, Vayichatz es shalosh meos ish shalosh eroshin. He split the group of 300 people into three groups, 100 people in a group. The Yitin Shofres B'yad Kulam, the Chodim Rekim, the Lepidim, Mitoich HaKodim. What does Gidon do? Gidon tells the soldiers, follow my lead. After splitting into groups, he tells them to grab shofros in their hands and empty jugs in their hands and torches with them as well. And on my command, you're going to follow what I do. You're going to scream, L'Hashem u'L'Gidon. You're going to scream that the war is from Hashem and it's from Gidon. The Das Sofrim again explains, what does this mean, L'Hashem u'L'Gidon, for Hashem and for Gidon? The swords that kill, that will be from Hashem. But the victory will come about through the means of Gidon. And Pasuk Yutes through Pasuk Chav Beis, they go to battle. Gidon and the soldiers go close to the camp. And as the Midian camp is changing the guards, the soldiers in their three different groups, they blow the shofar and scream, Cherev L'Hashem u'L'Gidon, the sword of Hashem and Gidon, the Midian camp flees. And Pasuk Chav Gimel through Chav Hei, which is the end of the perek, Gidon rallies together Naphtali, Asher, and Chasi Menashe, half of Menashe, to chase the Midian. Gidon commands to secure the waterway and to stop the Midian from running. The Das Sofrim points out the Midian were left with no escape and no water to drink after the waterway was secured. The Midian leaders of Zev and Orev are caught and killed and brought to Gidon. I'd like to point out, what was the message of the barley bread in the dream that Gidon heard? The Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah explained that it was the merit of the Minchas Omer, the barley offering, whose merit protected Klal Yisrael at that time. It's explained the word Omer also comes from the word Emor, which means to gather the people together. Because there was so much Avodah Zarah, idol worship, that was rampant in the nation at that time, there was a tremendous lack of unity and lack of brotherhood amongst the people. So this is what it means that Gidon, that it was the Omer that protected the people. It was the Emor, it was the gathering of the nation, it was the Achdus, it was the unity of Klal Yisrael that Gidon was trying to reinstate after the separation that they had from doing Avodah Zarah. So after Gidon gathered together the people, and there's a tremendous Achdus in Klal Yisrael, that's how they were able to defeat their battle. And that is as well the power of Achdus. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.